You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
We are headed to Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st. Of course, the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico, will play host to the 29th annual WBO annual convention. We'll have a good time over there. If you want to join us, feel free to. You can rent a room there, have them come over, have a good time with us. Of course, spend some time at the convention, see how things are really done as far as the clarity is concerned with the WBO. In other words, when they have these meetings and rate guys, it's right out in the open. Talk about rating guys. You can hear about this kind of good stuff. Watch all the inner facets of the WBO at their convention. If you'd like to come as our guest, you can. It'll be at the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, 2016. Check them out at WBOboxing.com. Before we get to boxing, there is a new world heavyweight champion in the world of MMA. His name is Stipe Miocic. And Zach Attack Young, you told me Stipe didn't have a chance.
Yeah, you know what? I really thought that Werdum would fight smarter, but he had one of the poorest game plans I've seen in a while for that fight.
Well, since we're on the radio, why don't you explain that to us?
Okay, well, Werdum, I mean, he came out. He's not a home run hitter, not a guy with a lot of power. But you wouldn't have known that if you saw his fight plan, because he was swinging at Stipe Miocic with his chin in the air, and he got clocked, and that's how it ended after, you know, 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Was like a Frank Mir knockout?
Yeah, it was similar to that, you know? It was one of those. I mean, Stipe Miocic, he was a boxer, an amateur boxer, so he probably had the superior hands. And Fabricio Werdum, I guess, had a lot of confidence in his striking, which has gotten better, but it's not on the same level as a guy who was an amateur boxing star, you know?
Cyborg Santos, there was a Cyborg Santos fighting on the Bellator card, but he was a guy. The female Cyborg Santos, she calls herself what? Christine something now. Anyway, she was the winner tonight in the blink of an eye as well, huh?
Yeah, a minute and 21, she TKO'd Leslie Smith. So it's a good performance for her. I think most people expected that outcome because she wasn't really in too tough, but she still picked up the win. So, I mean, they're probably going to push forward with her fighting for the title in the near future.
She could kick the snot out of you, couldn't she?
I'm sure that she could. I mean,
we both admit that. The Cadwallader said, no, Cadwallader would get himself a bodyguard, you know. But straight up, she'd kick the snot out of both of us probably at the same time, of course. An amazing, amazing athlete. Now, let's talk about the fact that Werdum is out as heavyweight champion. Miocic of Cleveland is in, an underdog, maybe a 4-5-1 underdog. Nobody really gave much of a chance. What does this mean for the UFC heavyweight picture?
It makes it a little more interesting. I mean, I'm thinking that they'll probably put Alistair Overeem versus Miocic in the near future, which is an interesting fight, and you still have Kane, you know, lurking in the shadows. I don't know. I kind of think Kane might be done. I hate to say it. I don't know if he's going to be able to recover from that, but maybe he'll match up better against one of these guys.
Interesting. Of course, Bellator was in the South Bay today. Of course, Bellator 154 was at the SCP Pavilion. They got about 19. I call it the Shark Tank. Okay. The bottom line is it used to be the HP Pavilion, the SEC Arena, all kinds of different stuff. So the bottom line is the Shark Tank. But Phil Davis won a unanimous 3-round nod over King Mo, and King Mo was supposed to be the favorite coming in here. King Mo didn't show a whole lot of fire in his game tonight, man. With his career on the line, you would think that he would have fought his ass off, and he didn't.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I don't know what that was about. And I'm honestly kind of suppressed. I'm impressed that you stayed awake through that whole event, Pedro.
Well, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, people in the arena had a good time. They really did. We all seemed to have a good time. And you know what? I'll say pound for pound, that MMA crowd tonight in San Jose, they had the finest chicks I've ever seen in my life at an event. I mean, Zach, I'm telling you, there were so many tens in there. You had to call them 12s. I mean, it was just amazing. I've never seen a night full of beauty. I've been in that arena 1,000 times. Not 1,000, but a lot of times. I've never ever seen it look that beautiful in my entire life. I mean, everywhere you went, just stunning, stunning, stunning women. Let's switch gears. Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion, the WBO champ, of course. He is the champion of our sponsor, the World Boxing Organization. He said some pretty nasty things about gays this week, about the world coming to an end. Is he nuts?
Yeah, I know he said he had some anti-Semitic remarks, and I think that's finally going to be the nail in the coffin in terms of him, you know, his success with the media.
Interesting. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Follow them on Facebook, or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com.